Thank you, my brother. Dr. Ife Williams?
Hello.
Hello. Is this Dr. Williams?
It sure is. How are you today?
Welcome so much, and thank you for joining us.
Yes.
Why don't you go ahead and tell us your story, ma'am?
Yeah, well, I'm on the legal team working for the people in the Gulf Coast. It's you know, very personal for me because I am from Louisiana, even though I don't live there now. I have many friends and relatives who live along the Gulf Coast, so I've been working on the legal team, but I've also been working, you know, as an activist, and I was on the trip to London to try to help to get people paid, came back to Washington, as Mr. Gregory just said, again, in an effort to get poor people who have no one else to speak for them, get them paid. We've gone to all of the congressional hearings. We've met many times with Mr. Kenneth Feinberg, the administrator of the BP fund, who should be having as his priority now, trying to get these people paid. We've seen people die. We've seen people very ill. I think you probably had Bishop Thompson on just a little while ago talking about his son with the asthma problem. There are so many other mothers I've heard from with tears in their eyes, which brought tears to my eyes, talking about how sick their children are. And, you know, just because the oil, as they say, maybe stopped flowing, doesn't mean that the repercussions from it are ending. We don't know, you know, 5 years, 10 years from now, what kinds of illnesses these children are going to experience. I head up a women's organization, and I know the kinds of problems that women have with their children, and this just adds to that burden. When you think of, say, 3, 4, 5 years or more down the road when parents are going to have to deal with their children becoming sicker and sicker, you know, keeping them from learning and doing the things that children should be doing. So it's a very sad situation, and why Mr. Feinberg is dragging his feet with the poor and the underserved, I don't know. But again, it's been a pleasure. It's been like my duty to work with Dick Gregory and Art Rocker and others. As we've gone through towns all over Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Florida, even to Texas, and you know, just seeing people every day who are suffering, they have nothing else to do. I mean, their livelihood has been ruined from this oil spill, and BP has taken no more responsibility for them than, you know, has been required. They've of course, you know, paid the politically well connected, but not the poor people. And that's who we're representing, the poor people, the poor and the underserved.
Well, thank you so much. I just wonder, if you know something of chemistry, you know that these toxins, these heavy metals especially, have terrible long-term effects.
And, yes, of course.
And unfortunately, when you see so much money being spent on cover-ups, on whitewashes, on promotional commercials, and not people being helped, I think it's a crime. There's just no.
And you know, the sad part is, I think earlier Mr. Gregory was telling you about, you know, many of the casinos and the well-connected, the politically well-connected and others are being paid. We know that Kenneth Feinberg has worked on cases like this before. That's why, you know, he was selected to do this. It was assumed he was going to be fair when it came to poor people, poor and underserved people. But, of course, that has not been the case. When he worked on the Agent Orange case, thousands of cases were filed. He paid over half of those cases, no questions asked, didn't even ask for a doctor's statement. The same thing happened with the World Trade Center in Washington, in New York. At least half of these people were paid just by filling out the application. And the people that we're representing have filled out applications. They've submitted more and more information every time they were asked for more, when in fact they were earlier told that, you know, they didn't have to submit a whole lot of information, that whatever they turned in would be accepted as long as they could get someone to vouch for it, like their ministers, I believe.
Sure.
Ministers signed thousands of these forms, assuming that Mr. Feinberg was going to keep his word. But we found that he did not. So he's requiring more of the poor and the underserved. And we continue to hear about cases where people who are well off have been paid millions of dollars that they didn't deserve. Maybe they started buying land to build something, and then they're getting paid for what they lost, you know, when in fact they had not even built the business or the facility. We've heard of people who were earning something like $1,500 a month getting millions of dollars a month. And Mr. Feinberg himself is getting $1.2 million a month to block, it seems, people getting paid He's not being paid to, you know, to look out for the people that we're looking out for.
Now, obviously, you've been looking closely at this for some time. It just seems to me that there's really no other explanation other than the fact that they just don't care about poor people. They don't care about working class people.
Well, apparently that's it, and that's why we have to have people like those who are involved in Occupy D.C., Occupy Wall Street, Occupy Denver, Oakland, Los Angeles, all across the country, and that movement is growing because we're talking about 99% of the people being underrepresented, and it seems that these are the people who are the, you know, million and plus, and I don't hold any grudges against people who make a lot of money, but I think when you do, when you're blessed, then you have a responsibility to give back. Mr. Feinberg obviously is earning a whole lot of money because this is not his only case. If you saw his office in Washington, you would know the kind of luxury in which he works, and I'm sure he lives in the same kind. So he, above all, should be able to understand the underserved, but he does not. We know that he wants to give all of his papers, even the ones that are dealing with these cases in the Gulf, to the University of Massachusetts. To a library or something. Well, these papers, these things belong to the people. Instead of thinking about preserving his records and what he's doing, he should be thinking about trying to resolve the problems of these poor people.
Is there a class action suit underway?
Yes, there are many. As a matter of fact, many of the 10,000-plus people that we represent have a case. These are scheduled to come up in February of next year. But we're hoping that we can settle it, the case for many of the people we represent before that time, because this is urgent. I mean, some of these people are very ill. Some of them have even died. Their families still don't have, you know, funds that should have been paid to them while they've been waiting, though many of the people have contracted illnesses from these toxins and have actually died. But they have family members still who are around, and it's more and more difficult for them to live because, you know, they no longer have the jobs that were once associated with the Gulf, and now they have they're grieving because a family member has gone. And some of these jobs will never come back. The people who fried fish, who had little fish sandwich stands, people who babysat sometimes, you know, and it was a cash economy. So they have no verification of how much money they made, but, I mean, there is such a thing as, you know, statistics that will tell you how much a babysitter would make as a rule in that area, how much someone who had a little fish stand would make. But Mr. Feinberg has not accepted these things.
Well, unfortunately, the working poor have borne the brunt of a lot of pollution and a lot of industrial waste for a long time.
Yes.
And this seems to be part and parcel of the same kind of cavalier treatment of human beings.
Exactly. They have no other place they can go. Many people know that there are toxins there, but the big question is, where do they go? So they can't even begin to heal until, you know, these problems are cleaned up. They're just kind of forced to stay there. They have no money to travel to any other place.
Well, I've got, I think, another couple guests. Thank you so much, Dr. Williams.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
I think,
go ahead.
Okay, I think Reverend Clay, is he scheduled to come on?
Right.
Okay, he's here too.
Okay, great, thanks.
All right, thank you so much for having us on.
And we certainly appreciate it. We'd love to have you back again.
Okay.
Thank you. Reverend Clay.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you too, sir. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, sir, for having me.
Why don't you go ahead and tell us your story, sir?
Yes, sir. Let me say, first of all, at the very inception of our first meeting with Mr. Feinberg, I was invited to attend that meeting with several other pastors. And it was Mr. Ken Feinberg who asked the ministers to go out and get the claims because he felt that they had not done an effective job in reaching out into the underserved communities, in particularly the Afro-American communities. And so since he asked us, then quite naturally I jumped in it head over because I was confident that he was going to carry out the promises that he had made. And we went back to him for a second meeting and a third meeting and a fourth meeting. and he asked us to get more claim, and he needed more claims. So my heart is still built up at this time because he's asking us to go do it. That's primarily the only reason that I actually got this deeply involved, is because he asked us to do it. In the process of that, at the first original meeting, we had questions for him, and he said, well, there's an underground economy, he said, and people will not be able to provide a lot of receipts and et cetera. He said, just get the minister to sign for them, and that would be good enough. So we went on there. And all of these claims that people have made, to my best knowledge, are legitimate claims. And people have produced receipts and have forwarded proper documents that they've been asked. What behooves me is that after so many promises and commitments, is that he was going to pay these claims. I personally don't know one single claim that has been paid. And because we brought so many people in and so many churches who suffer losses, churches who used to be able to do things in the community, feeding the hungry, assisting people with their bills, because their tithes went down, their offerings went down, they themselves were no longer able to minister to the social and physical needs of people. So quite naturally, they filed claims. So we've been on this for more than a year now, and people along the way have gotten discouraged. Many people we know were sick. We had one lady we brought directly to him, whose face had swelled up. She couldn't breathe, had a difficult time breathing. She had to wear a mask over her face, and to let him see for himself. And so, you know, we're still standing fighting for the people because it is just, it is right, it's pure. And so hopefully that some resolution will be coming in a not too far distant future to this matter. So I do want to commend Dr. Art Rocker, who has stayed the course, Mr. Dick Gregory, Dr. Faye Williams, and all of the ministers who have stood up for what they believe is right. And I would hope that Mr. Kevin Feinberg will come to the point that he knows what he has committed to the people and will just go ahead on and do the right thing.
Well, thank you so much, sir, and we pray for you and the work that you're doing. Thank goodness that there are people who have the right heart to stand up to this kind of greed, this kind of foolishness and stupidity. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing, sir.
Well, thank you so much, and God bless you.
God bless you, sir. Let me bring on our next guest.
Thank you.
Certainly, sir. Thank you so much. Good
Bye-bye.
Evening and welcome. This is Rick Spezak with Progressive News Network. Who do I have?
Hi, this is Jessica Donahue. How are you, Rick?
Hi, Jessica. Nice
Thank
to have
you.
Thank
you so much for having us. I'm with Art Rocker and Operation People for Peace, and I just wanted to come on and let you know how much we appreciate you allowing to have the voiceless have a voice. It's media outlets like yours and independent stations that allow these people to let America know that this can happen anywhere. Because this happened in the Gulf Coast region, a corporation can affect any territory. And because it's not your direct home, if this is not made an example of, it can affect you in 5 years and 6 months tomorrow. So what does not directly impact you indirectly impacts you. If this is not made an example that this area needs to be made whole, that poor people that clean your house and cook your food deserve to have their claims paid when disasters happen. They're just as important as the corporations who pay them the cash who have their claims paid. And thank you to Art Rocker and Dick Gregory and Dr. E. Faye Williams who do not give up, and the ministers who do not give up. The ministers provide that faith and that hope to their churches and their people and let them know that they are there, they're steadfast, they're unmovable, they're soldiers of God. And because America sometimes can get into binds like this and and you know, corporations and policy and things like this. You see these corporations commercials saying that the Gulf is cold because people have gotten marketing ads, and we're not against that. We thankful that those businesses are getting the money that they're getting, but the Gulf Coast is not whole. These people are still suffering, and we just thank you so much for allowing us to have these people on.
Well, believe me.
OperationPeopleForPeace.org. People can go to our website. It's OperationPeopleForPeace.org, and they can see the many articles that have been written on the movement, on Dick Gregory, Art Rocker, and Dr. Ife Williams, the ministers. They've been written in all types of newspapers along the Gulf Coast and radio stations, internet radio, Sirius XM radio, The Voice in UK from their trip to London. So several, BET.com, News One, Pacifica radio stations, several stations are continuing to give us the outlet that the people need to tell the truth. You can see commercials and you can see BP-sponsored ads all day long, but if you don't listen to the voice that was directly impacted, you'll never know. You can turn on the TV and believe anything that you hear on the TV. So you have to hear these people's voices. And again, we thank you. Our Twitter is OP. Of course, the at sign first, and then OP, people, and the number for peace. So it's OP, people, for peace. And you can Twitter us. You can Facebook us. On our Facebook, we have several pictures of the protests that have gone on at Ken Feinberg's office. Again, you heard from Reverend Byron Clay, who is a minister who's been involved, and he told you directly how it's affecting the ministers and the churches. So, again, we just thank you so much.
Well, believe me, it's our honor to help get this message out. Too many people have bought the propaganda that everything's fine. It just beggars the imagination that you can put that much oil and that much Corexit into that wonderful, beautiful Gulf and have no further impact. And we see it in the lives of the animals and the creatures that were harvested from there and the lives of the people that live along that Gulf. It is a shame that they haven't been taken care of. And let's just hope that Feinberg's heart is softened and that the wallet is finally open to these people who are suffering so tremendously. Thank you for the work that you're doing, and I want you to be a regular guest. You come back anytime.
Thank you so much. We will. And tell others, and we'll be on any program. If people will call their local state representatives, if they'll call their radio stations and TV, Operation People for Peace, Dick Gregory, Art Rocker, and Dr. Ife Williams, we'll talk to them.
Okay, that's great. I think I've got Art on the other side. Hold on a second. Hello, is this Art? Maybe not. Maybe he's walked away for a moment. Could you tell us a little bit about how you got involved, Jessica?
Operation People for Peace. I've worked with Art Rocker, and I've just been helping him since the beginning with Operation People for Peace, and it's just been a huge project, you know, to get these people paid. And like Reverend Clay told you, Ken Feinberg asked Operation People for Peace, Art Rocker, and the ministers to gather these people together to make sure that they would not be left in the wash, you know. And they're seeing small, and like Kimberly, I believe you had Kimberly on, the
sure.
larger corporations are being paid, but the smaller people, the people who have lived on the Gulf for generations and generations, are just being looked over. And Feinberg said that he wanted to make sure that this did not happen, but yet a year and a half later, these people are being starved out, and the claims are still not being paid or attempted to starve out. The people won't give up. Operation People for Peace, its leadership, its people, the ministers, they won't give up, but they will stick the fight out. So if they're wanting Operation People for Peace to stop, they better change their mind. It's not going to happen.
Well, thank you again so much for bringing us this really critical information. Far too many people have bought into the assumption that everything's fine. The Coast Guard has told them a lie. The EPA's told them a lie. Our government has told them a lie. Of course, TV, commercial TV does nothing but. But thank you for bringing us the truth. Thank you for helping us hear these voices that are so critical.
That's right. And please tell your listeners and other program directors to Twitter us, to Facebook us, to go to our website. They can see all the information that Art Rocker and Dick Gregory and Dr. Ife Williams have done. Feinberg said that he wanted to, that he was the czar for the fund, and that he wanted to help BP right their wrong, but and bring justice to the situation to fairly compensate those who have suffered from this fallout. but this is yet to be completed. Instead of righting BP's wrong, it's amounted to an assault on the lives and the lands of millions of people along the Gulf Coast. He's only protected the corporate interests by constructing a compensation process that doles out hush money and blatantly neglects those who are without the means to represent themselves or their claims. There was also a billionaires article written by the Washington Post that I invite your listeners and you to look at to see really who has been paid by BP and the claims fund, as well as the $20 billion is not a cap, it's a floor. So the fact that they don't have the money to pay the claims is not an issue. They have the money, and they're sitting on it and allowing people who just have $30,000 claims, maybe $10,000 claims, starve out, you know. And it's just, and the fact that there was a shrimper who died, you know, he was probably a generational shrimper. Even if he wasn't, he died of cancer before he could even get his claim paid. How long are they going to allow this to go into litigation and legal practices before they just pay these claims?
Sure. I think I've got Art back.
I don't know.
Is that you, Mr. Rocker?
No, I don't think Mr. Rocker's coming on again.
Oh, okay.
He had to meet some ministers on the Gulf Coast region today.
Oh, okay.
And actually, he has to head to New Orleans tomorrow morning at 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, they drive all night. They drove from the Gulf Coast to Washington, D.C. to protest. They brought Gulf Coast residents up, and they meet with several members of Congress to let them know what's going on in the Gulf, and so they will know, you know, that these people are still suffering, and they meet them on a local level as well as their offices in Washington, D.C.
Okay, well, we're going to help publicize. We're going to help publicize you. We're going to put you up on our page. We're going to put links to your Facebook page, to your website, and you can count on us as fellow advocates of health and fair treatment for the people of the Gulf. Thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you so
much, Rick. Well, our pleasure,
thank
and
you.
You'll
Bye-bye.
Be hearing from us again. Thanks a lot.
Oh, yes, you as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, friends, that was the news about the Gulf. There is so much work yet to do. There is so much effort that has to be made yet. And there's a better world coming, but we have to do the work. We have to get out there. It's people power, friends. We have to occupy the Gulf. We can't let the lies continue. I want to thank my wonderful guests, Art Rocker, Mary Lee Orr, Kimberly McHugson, Bishop Anthony Thompson, the wonderful humanitarian and activist Dick Gregory, Dr. Williams, Reverend Clay, and Jessica. Thank you all for bringing us this crucial information. I also want to thank my co-producer, Mickey Royce, for all the work that she does. I want to thank my fellow progressive broadcasters, Amy Tidd, and the incomparable, the unquenchable, Gwendolyn Holden Berry, for the work that she does with Here Be Monsters and her constant, ongoing effort to support the Occupy movement. Thank you, Gwen. I want to thank Anita Stewart for bringing us these wonderful people and their voices and this crucial, crucial information about what's still going on the Gulf. Hope you'll tune in next week when Progressive News Network brings you a very special show. It's going to be an hour and a half. Our special guest is a human rights representative to the European Human Rights Commission, also a candidate for Prime Minister of Slovenia, Ludwig Pojanic. He's got some very interesting things to say about what's going on over in Eastern Europe. The breakup of Yugoslavia is still being felt, the repercussions, and in Slovenia, which is in South Central Europe, they're fighting for rights every day. So I hope you'll tune in next week when Progressive News Network brings you direct from the Human Rights Commission of Europe, Ludwig Pojanic, and a special guest also, Lillian Taylor Stondry. So see you next week. Make sure you contact your congressmen and senators about the issues we've talked about tonight, the Gulf, and of course also that terrible new Senate bill. Thanks again. We'll see you next week. Tune in to Progressive News Network, The Amy Tidd Show, and Here Be Monsters for the best in progressive news. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week. Good night. We'll talk to you next week.